Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
For word of mouth.
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 Well, definitely.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up today, apocalyptic planet. Environmental adventurer Craig Child searches the Earth for evidence of radical changes and signs of the end of the Earth's life cycle. And Word of Mouth presents Alfred Hitchcock. Two new films about the legendary director pull back the shower curtain on his long marriage and obsessive regard for his leading ladies. But we begin with the scandal that everyone seems to have an opinion on, the precipitous downfall of CIA Director General David Petraeus following the discovery of an extramarital affair with his biographer, Paula Broadwell. While the story continues to unfold with new twists and turns, it's a pretty familiar narrative. Powerful man throws judgment aside in pursuit of a much younger woman. We know the game. Dr. David Lay finds some of the prevailing perceptions of high-profile infidelity to be flawed. He's a clinical psychologist and author of The Myth of Sex Addiction, which is also the topic of his post for Psychology Today called Why Petraeus is Not a Sex Addict. Dr. Lay, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me on, Virginia.
So, sex addiction, a phrase that we hear tossed around quite a bit, seemingly when a sensible man gets taken down by sexual infidelity. You say this is a mythical affliction. Why?
Really, I think it's people just trying to make sense out of the insensible. Why would a powerful, smart, driven person make really bad decisions around sex? And, the label sex addiction is thrown at it to give people some idea of, okay, this isn't going to happen to you. This is because something was wrong with this person. But really, this is just a modern version of saying the devil made me do it, to give some explanation that makes people feel better, but it doesn't really do anything beyond that.
But compulsive, risky behavior, little impulse control seemingly, those are marks of addiction. How is it different?
Sex is a normal behavior, and the ranges of sexuality are normal. Some people want sex more, some people want sex less. Impulsivity and making poor decisions go along with a lot of other problems, not just sex. It is normal, in fact, for people, and especially men, when they are sexually aroused, to make bad decisions and to be more impulsive. Again, that's part of the way people are made. It's not evidence of a disorder.
You also write about in your blog about the traits that cheaters and military men in particular have in common. Can you tell us about that?
Well, it's not so much that I'm saying that cheaters and military men have things in common, but the traits that make people successful in the military, assertiveness, dominance, physical aggression, drive, that single-minded focus to achieve a goal, those are things that come along with, at least in males, they come along with a lower disposition towards monogamy. There are higher rates of infidelity amongst men who show those traits, who are assertive and dominant and aggressive. Throughout human history, those kinds of men have been our soldiers and our leaders. They have been the folks who go out and lead the charge. And throughout human history, those are the kinds of men who have not been monogamous. Leaders throughout history, Mao Zedong, Jack Kennedy, none of these men were monogamous, and they were very, very successful in many parts of their life, but monogamy was not one of them.
One of the shifts here has been the focus on women. I mean, especially in news outlets, social media, the women in this story are called catty, on the prowl. I mean, Paula Broadwell, obviously in a position very close to Petraeus. We should also mention that you wrote a book called Insatiable Wives, Women Who Stray and the Men Who Love Them. So what, in your opinion, is going on here?
Well, I think that one thing that people are trying to do here is trying to find a way to say, oh, well, you know, it's not really the man's fault. Everybody knows that a man can just be led astray, and these women should have been more responsible and not stepped on the turf of another woman.
They yeah, you know, I've another thing that I've heard, you know, quite a bit thrown around, how many people have seen Paula Broadwell and Holly Petraeus, and they say, oh, you know, poor Holly, she didn't stand a chance.
Yeah, it implies that men can't make good decisions, and in fact they can. And I think that's a sad part of this dialogue, that as we are putting this message out there, we're saying to men, you know, it's really not your fault. You're not responsible for making these bad choices. I think instead we should be expecting men to understand themselves and to say, look, we know that you are in a position of power where women are going to be potentially throwing themselves at you. We understand that. We understand the drive, but we expect you to make good decisions.
Everyone in this story is very successful and high profile. You mentioned, you know, men in power, men who are leading mm-hmm. military campaigns. What's the role of narcissism here?
You know, we as a society are doing a great job of building narcissism and that me, me, me kind of mentality in basically everybody in our society. You know, the whole consumption culture is based on the idea that I need it right now. And that certainly is behind this. You know, again and again and again, we see these powerful people who have all of these yes men around them telling them how great they are. And then we see people making bad decisions based on that. You know, in ancient Rome, the idea was that the emperor always had somebody behind him whispering in his ear, you too are mortal. I kind of think we need that here. We need people reminding our leaders and these powerful people that we're telling them that they are so wonderful. We need to be reminding them, hey, you can make mistakes too.
It does sound like a soap opera and a classic tale, you know, as you're bringing into light. The pride goeth before a fall. It's the hubris that brings him down. But the soap opera aspects, I think, is what got everybody. I mean, there are two other women, high-powered men, risky behavior, shirtless FBI agent. It just really goes on and on. But, David, let's face it. You know this. A lot of people cheat under far more pedestrian circumstances. So I'm wondering how a story like this, does it change the way that people look at infidelity within their own lives or within their own communities?
I think that one of the things that we're seeing and hearing out of this is lots and lots of people saying, hey, look, this isn't news. This happens. We need to be more understanding of this. We shouldn't be so over-focused on this. This is just the salacious soap opera nature. And the reality is infidelity is common. We need to look at what are the real issues in this story. I think that in a way, this is almost kind of parallel to some of the research that we found out about birds. For many years, people have believed that animals like swans and geese were monogamous and that they were the pinnacle of monogamy that we should all aspire to. But recent research over the past 30 years has shown that, in fact, those animals are not monogamous, that they pair bond and they stay together, but they have sex with other animals in the species. I think this is kind of the same sort of message. We're finding out, hey, even powerful, successful people that we look up to are tempted by infidelity. I think we need to look at that as a message. Hey, we need to look at the way that we are understanding infidelity and monogamy and make some different kinds of interpretations around it.
Oh, even the swans, another fallen couple. I want to thank you for helping us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Virginia.
David Lay is a clinical psychologist and author of The Myth of Sex Addiction and Insatiable Wives, Women Who Stray and the Men Who Love Them, helping us to untangle this soap opera-like affair. More on these books and a link to the blog he wrote for Psychology Today called Why Petraeus is Not a Sex Addict at wordofmouthradio.org. Now, although General Petraeus has stepped down from his position as director of the CIA, he got a promotion in the virtual world. The video game Call of Duty Black Ops 2 came out yesterday, featuring Secretary Petraeus as head of defense. He's voiced by a voice actor, and the game's designer, Activision Blizzard, released a statement saying General Petraeus was not paid, was not involved in the creation of the game, and has not been asked to endorse the game. All is fair in love, war, and video games. Coming up, a new book explores evidence of the planetary apocalypse. Sound like a downer? Actually, it's quite an adventure. I'll speak to the author when word of mouth continues.